Hello, stars. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, or good night. Welcome to my second episode. I hope you're all doing fine. And if you're not, I truly hope you'll be better after listening to this podcast. Now, before I jump into this very interesting topic today, I wanted to say something important. I wanted to say thank you. Thank you for all listeners who made the effort to listen to my first episode, send me their feedbacks, motivated me, inspired me. I really appreciate the effort, you guys. I didn't know what was happening to me. I went from 50 listeners to 650 listeners as we speak. And it's all because of you guys. You inspired me. You pushed me to do more. You all took the effort to send me DMs. Thank you for all the beautiful words on the DMs. I really appreciate you guys from the bottom of my heart. You guys are my stars. Now, go get yourself a drink. Sit down with me so we can smash this next topic. Are you ready? Hi guys, today I wanted to bring up a topic about one of my favorite lessons in life. It is a topic, and eventually it became a quote by Maya Angelou. I want you to pay attention to this topic, you guys, because it might save you a lot of heartache, a lot of pain in the future, and a lot of lost years. You might want to write some things down if you want to, or just, you know, relax and listen. When you meet someone new in your life, at any age, you meet a new person in your life, whether it is in someone to have a relationship with or to get married to, or some new member of the family, or a business associate, or a friend. Pay attention to their actions and their behavior, because people show you who they are from the beginning. Now, let me say that again. People show you who they are from the beginning. Listen to them and believe them. Do not ignore the red flags. I'm going to tell you a story. It's not a story. It's a real life experience. It's one of my life experience. I'm going to share this with you because we are all the same. We're all one. I'm not perfect either. And that's why it became one of my life lessons, because of this reason. When I first met my husband 20 years ago, we were just getting together and we were just, you know, getting to know each other. He showed me that he didn't trust me. He didn't believe me. Every time when I said something, he questioned it. He was, you know, very suspicious. He never believed what I said. One of those examples, one day he asked me, did you work at this restaurant, just some restaurant? And I said, no. And he said, are you sure? I said, no, I did not work there ever. You guys, I was 17 this time, at that time, 17. I am 38 right now, so it's like 21 years ago. So he asked me, did you work there? I said, no. So a few days went by. He asked me the same question. I met him again. We got back together and he said, I wanted to ask you again, did you work at that restaurant? I said, no. He said, why are you lying? I went to the restaurant. I asked those people and they said, yes, they know you and you've worked there. Now, people, I was telling the truth. I did not work there. It's like 20 years ago and I'm still remembering this day. So I started crying. I was really upset. I started crying. I started swearing. I started, you know, telling him it's not true. I swore on my mother, on my father, on my feet, on my hands, on my hair. I swore the whole time to make him believe that I did not work at that restaurant. Was that a good thing? No, it was the worst thing that I could ever do. But I was, you know, young and foolish. So that was red flag number one. That person did not trust me. He had trust issues. He was suspicious. He was not trustworthy. So I ignored the red flag. I just thought maybe it's just in the beginning, or maybe he had a bad day, so I chose to ignore the red flag. 20 years later, it became 20,000 times worse. It wasn't a bad day. It wasn't something that will get better. Something like that does not get better. It gets worse. People do not change. People, it's just, if it is a characteristic, if it is something that's in someone, if it is a personality, if it is a sign from someone's personality, it will not go away. It will only get worse in the future. So I ignored the red flags, got hurt, got a lot of harm, a lot of heartache. But why? Why did I choose to ignore that red flag? Why do people choose to ignore red flags when they meet new people and they obviously see people show you they're mean? People show you cannot rely on them. For example, you meet someone, he says he's gonna call, you wait and wait and wait at home, he never calls. That person is showing you right there, right now, you can't trust him. He's not, you can't rely on that person. That's a red flag. Will it get better? No, it's going to get worse in the future. For example, you meet a new friend and that friend shows you from the beginning that her reactions to whatever you do are very negative and very destructive. Yes, for example, you buy something and you show it to her and she said, well, it's ugly and this and that. So that person shows you from the beginning she has a quite negative way of expressing her opinion. That person is not going to change. That person will get worse if you stay with her or with him in the future, okay? So why do we choose to ignore those red flags? We ignore those red flags because it's hard to accept the bad side of someone you like or someone you want to, you know, you want to get further with in the future. Another reason is because we like to give people chances. You give people a second chance. You give people a third chance, a fourth chance, a fifth chance, a sixth chance. Because you want to see the good in people. Or we are afraid of losing people. One of those reasons why we ignore red flags. You are afraid. That was my reason. I was afraid I was going to lose him. You know, I was afraid if I just walked away and said, okay, if you don't believe me, bye. I was afraid I would never see him again because I really, really, really liked him. I still like him, by the way. We are divorced, by the way, because yeah, I couldn't be with someone who doesn't trust me or, you know, believe me always, you know, but I was afraid to lose that person. I was afraid if I walked away and if I chose to, you know, act on the red flag, I was going to lose him. Another reason why people chose to ignore red flags is lack of self-confidence, lack of self-worth. You know, you don't know what your worth is. You don't know, you don't have enough self-confidence. If you have enough self-confidence, you wouldn't ignore the red flags. You would be strong. You'll be strong in your shoes. You will be okay. This is not something I want in my life. So no. Now, what is it that you can do when you meet like someone new and you see red flags? By the way, it's not always very easy and obvious to see the red flags. If you're, for example, very much in love, or you like this person very much, or the person is a family member that you really, you know, it's not really easy to see the red flags. So you have to pay attention, and you have to like hold back on your emotions in the beginning, just the beginning, just the first months, and pay attention to their actions. Do not listen to their words, because they can say anything they want to say. Words are cheap, people. Words are cheap. Anyone can say anything. You have to pay attention to actions. Action is what people expose. Let me say it that way. So what is it that you can do? You have to pay attention. You have to, you know, be aware that you're meeting someone new, and be aware that they might show you who they are. And then whenever you see a red flag, you have to make a decision. It's that simple as it is. You have to make a decision. Either you stay and ignore the red flag, like I did, and you accept the person, but you can't complain in 6 months or 6 years that you got burned or you got hurt. Don't be naive. That person will not change. You have to know the difference between someone's personality, someone's character, and someone who makes a mistake. Someone who makes a mistake, yes, you can forgive that person. You can give that person a second chance, a first chance. Because a mistake is not a part of someone's personality. You know, not trusting you, not being able to be relied on, lying to you is not a mistake that someone does. It's a part of who they are. They will not change. So if you stay and you choose to ignore the red flags, that's one decision. Another decision you can make is you can separate yourself from this person. You can, you know, decide for yourself, this is not what I want in my life. This is not what I want in my future. This is not what I want. I'm going to guard my heart. I am going to guard my territory. I am going to guard my future. I am going to guard myself. And don't be afraid to lose people. Don't be afraid to lose people. Because if you lost that person because you have self-worth or because you are self-confidence, then that person wasn't your person. Then he or she is not worth it to stay in your life like that, you know. You don't find worth within a man or a friend. You find your worth within yourself, you know. And then you find someone who's worthy of you. Let me say that again. It's very important. You don't find worth within a man or a friend. You find worth within yourself. And then you find someone who's worthy of you. Okay? I know it's not always easy to take that decision. Just like I previously said, you're afraid to lose people. You're afraid to be harsh. You're afraid to hurt. You're afraid to be alone. You're afraid of being alone. Let me tell you something. You're better off alone than with someone who doesn't know your worth. Okay? You have to respect yourself enough. It's all about self-respect. You have to respect yourself enough to walk away from anything or anyone that's not helping you grow or making you happy or serving you, you know? It's just a form of self-respect. If I had that self-respect and that self-worth 20 years ago, My answer would be, oh, you went to that restaurant and you asked people that I work there and they said, yes, that's good. Good for you. Excuse me, I'm leaving now. I can hear you later. I was just, you know, I would walked away. Oh, if I could turn back, go back in time today, I would like, you know, I would not even discuss with this guy or cry or, you know, like swearing. No, telling him that I didn't work there and crying and being so upset and being so hurt at that time. But now, yes, now I'm smarter and I'm more experienced. And to be honest with you, I did not have someone in my life back then that could tell me those things. You know, it was a young lady with a young mother. All these lessons came with life experience. They made me who I am today. And I am very happy to share with you all the life lessons that I had. Anything that could level us up and help us get better and, you know, trying to stay away from anything or anyone that could harm us. You know, you guys, self-respect, self-worth, self-confidence, there's a reason why they all start with the word self. You can't find it in anyone else. You only can find it in yourself. So be the star that you are. And, you know, it's time to step up and show people who you are and demand that you be treated with respect that you deserve. Because that what you deserve, respect. And you know what? If you don't respect yourself first, people will not respect you. If you're not self-confident, people will not respect you. It all starts with that word self. Respect yourself enough to walk away from anything or anyone that no longer serves you or makes you happy. I'm Selena, and you are listening to Level Up with Selena. Thank you so much for listening. See you in the next episode.